Hey, good morning. Welcome back to In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples joined this next couple segments by Colonel Stephen Schrader. He's the garrison commander at Fort Riley, and always a pleasure when we can get him on the air. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. Always a pleasure to come down and talk to you guys. It's been about a year since I was on the radio, right after I took command of the garrison last summer. So, pleasure to see everybody.
Well, we're glad that we could make this arrangement here. So I guess tell us what's new with you here in the last 12 months that you've been at Fort Riley.
It's been an extremely busy 12 months, so no rest for the weary, I guess, is one thing you could say for Fort Riley. So we came in last summer in July is when I took command of the garrison and hit the ground running with lots of great initiatives. And so we've seen that come to fruition over FY19 or fiscal year 2019. One of the biggest capping points to that is Fort Riley was named as the Army Community of Excellence 2019 Bronze Medal winner. So there's 75 Army installations across the OCONUS and CONUS, and we were selected as one of those top five installations for that ACOE prize. And so that's a lot of great hard work by the installation, the garrison employees, the division, and all the tenant units that sit on Fort Riley. You know, just leaning forward and trying to make the installation a better place. And we always say that it's the best place to live, train, deploy from, and come home to. And that mantra helps guide us as we look forward to how we're going to make improvements on the installation. And that ACOE award is just one of those indicators that we've got that we're going the right direction.
I've only been on the post once, covering a story here about a month or so ago. Got a chance to go to the elementary school there, the Sites Elementary.
Sites Elementary.
Yeah. And, talk about a fantastic facility and the improvements that have been made there. That's just wonderful.
Yeah, so Sites and Fort Riley Elementary, they sit right across the street from each other in the same housing neighborhood, but two great examples of what new modern schools are supposed to look like and provide great educational opportunities for our students. They're both managed by USD 475, which is a school district there. We've got more works in the coming, you know, so you look at that elementary school and two of our older schools, Jefferson and Morris, up on top of the hill. You know, we've working with the Office of Economic Adjustment to try to get those upgraded as well. So Jefferson Elementary will probably be the next one that we're looking at with an OEA visit coming up in the next couple months. So we can expand that out for across the installation, not just for the elementary school down on the bottom of the hill, but continually upgrading facilities, infrastructure, because it's all about providing a safe, quality environment and a proper place for kids to get educated for the soldiers and families on Fort Riley.
I was very impressed. It's a neat place, and you know, a lot of people are proud of Fort Riley. And one thing we're most proud of is the soldiers. And I wanted to ask you a little bit about the soldiers returning from deployments this fall. How are the redeployments going so far?
Going out outstanding. So I had a chance to be the guest speaker at one of our redeploying main bodies last week. So it's always a pleasure when you can see soldiers and their families reunited after deployment, no matter where it's at. You know, first CAB, first ABCT happened to be the folks that were coming in on that main body deployment that I was the guest speaker at. But we've had several cycling through. So we're going back to, we're getting close to what we would call full nest capacity for the installation, because we've been without a few thousand soldiers for the last several months. At peak, we were about 10,000 below what we would normally have on the installation. And we kind of leveled off and stayed about 6,400 off. And now we're starting to see all those folks come back home. So by the end of the month, we'll have, you know, husbands and wives and kids and fathers and mothers that reunited across the installation. And that's nothing but a good news story for everybody, both for Fort Riley and for the local community.
Yeah, especially with the holidays right around the corner.
Absolutely.
That's great. We have a phone call here. Somebody has a question. Good morning. You're on In Focus. Good morning. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll ask a question. Listen off there. Whatever happened to the base realignment thing they had going on? I haven't heard anything about that for quite some time. Is that still a kind of a threat for Fort Riley or what? Thank you.
So there's no danger of Fort Riley going anywhere anytime soon. So I think you're referring to the BRAC. The Base Realignment Initiative. So Fort Riley's here to stay. So the Big Red One and the tenant units sitting on Fort Riley are not going anywhere other than standard deployments and supporting what our nation's called to go out and serve, and for training missions going to the combat training centers, you know, NTC in Fort Irwin, California, JRTC in Fort Polk, Louisiana. But the base is alive and well and will continue to be a great place to live, train, deploy from, come home to.
All right. Kind of getting back to the topic of deployments here, how do you guys help the soldiers and families get back to normal lives?
So we got a lot of services on the installation that allow family members to reunite. So that's part of that initial process after we welcome them home, is get them through a reintegration process. And, you know, that's a program of instruction that we do that very cognizant of. You've got a husband and wife and children, you know, a family that's been separated for 9 months or longer in some cases. That you know, that's tough, you know, because if you're the soldier and you're forward deployed, you're taking care of your family forward, the team that you lead or that you're in charge of, and the team member to the left and right of you, and still cognizant of what your family at home is doing. But there's two different households in very many regards, and so to bring that back together and get back on the same routine and rhythm. Our Army Community Services Office, which is part of the garrison underneath our MWR, offers a lot of services that help those families out and get reunited. And sometimes it could be anything from, you know, how do you live back as a family together, or how do you reintegrate finances? Because, you know, deployments nowadays aren't always of the combat variety. So when you go to Germany or Poland as part of the MCE mission, you're not in a combat hazardous duty pay environment, not a tax free environment. And so there's really two households, one in Germany and one in Kansas. How do you make sure you maintain both of those appropriately? And we've got resources and folks that can sit down with the families. And our soldier family readiness groups within each individual organization go a long way to help provide a shoulder to answer questions and provide and point directions towards resources that each family may have. And every family is different, and it's about communicating to them to see what their needs are.
Is there anything, like from the outside here, our communities, what we can do to help kind of reintegrate them here?
Keep showing support. It's all about showing support from both the Manhattan and Junction City side, the greater Flint Hills region, and saying thank you for the service that they've done. And reaching out and saying, hey, we're here and we have opportunities for the families, soldiers, and their kids outside of the installation. You know, Junction City, just using one example, I know they're getting ready to do a welcome home ceremony kind of celebration in Junction City on the 2nd of November, you know, on 5th Street Park. And it's not just for the redeploying soldiers, it's for any soldier that wants to come out. But they've got the All-American Beef Battalion that's coming out to, you know, cook a ribeye steak for anybody that's an ID card holder, and just bounce houses and just showing appreciation for what the soldiers on Fort Riley have been doing for the deployment and for the folks that have been back here not on the deployment. So that's just one example of how the community helps reach out and wrap their arms around who we've got here.
Yeah, we're speaking with Colonel Stephen Schrader. He's the garrison commander at Fort Riley. You know, a lot of folks here around the area, and there may be job openings, and I know soldiers are always good candidates for jobs. Kind of, could sell us a little bit on why a company might consider hiring a veteran.
Well, you've got a professional, number one. You've got somebody that's raised their right hand and sworn an oath and dedicated service to our nation, and worn the cloth of the nation on their back. And so they've got a commitment to dedication, and they obviously know how to serve. And so that's sometimes hard to find. Those are endearing qualities, and you've got somebody that's shown that they're capable of moving forward and doing that over a period of time. Because if you're talking about somebody that's about to retire out of the military, then they've obviously served for at least 20 years. And even if it's somebody that's, you know, exiting after 2 or 3 or 4 years worth of an enlisted service time, they've learned service, sacrifice, duty, commitment during that time, and they may have a specialty MOS or a certified MOS that's going to translate perfectly into the civilian world. And so our Soldier for Life program, SFL TAP, how we do our career skills transition for soldiers, gets them connected to the right organizations and the right companies so they can see, hey, I've got this huge, valuable resource that sits right here in the middle of the Flint Hills region. It's called Fort Riley. It's got a lot of soldiers and families that are coming outside of it. And you can't forget the spouse either. You know, we talk about the soldier all the time, but the spouse, mm-hmm. You know, a lot of the soldiers' wives out there, they're trained, they're educated, they've got certificates, they've got teaching degrees. There's lots of opportunity that comes along with them. And so, and a lot of times where the wife votes is where the family stays. So you got to take that into consideration as well.
Absolutely. Well, let's take a break. We'll come back more with the garrison commander here for Riley, Colonel Stephen Schrader, when we return on In Focus, K-Man.